Hi, hey, hello, how you doing? This is Jan Landy. Welcome, everybody, to my podcast, Jan Landy, the good news sometimes. All right, maybe all the time. The good news, it's 58 beautiful degrees here on November 7th, I am in paradise, and I am in heaven as well, because I got my new iPhone 10, and I love it, maybe. I love it, maybe. You know, what's that song, you know, Call Me Maybe? I love it, maybe. I just haven't figured it out. Yeah, the screen display is really, really good. It looks a little smaller to me, although they say it's the same size. Maybe it's an optical illusion, but the phone is much smaller, much lighter, and it's really cool looking. It absolutely is cool looking. And that Face ID thing, it is amazing. It is amazing how well it works. Unbelievable. That's the only word I could use to describe it, is unbelievable it works so well. Congratulations, Apple, for coming up with a technology that is only going to get better. But I would say that, you know, I tried it in the dark last night, you know, and it was amazing. It worked perfectly. It worked flawlessly. Everything is cool. And the most, I got to tell you something. The coolest thing about the iPhone is the new software technology that transmits or basically migrates all of your data from your old iPhone to your new iPhone seamlessly with no work on your behalf at all whatsoever, except, yes, you put the phones together, you click continue, you say yes, and boom, you are done. And then eventually it all moves over, and it moves over pretty fast. I will say it was super, super impressive. So I am happy to say that part of it was great. My notifications are down right now, but some of them are coming back, and I think it's because you got to go into the individual the apps and initialize all of the apps. And it takes a little get used to, by the way, as far as the navigation, because it's a little bit different than the navigation of pushing the home button, whatever. Anyway, it's cool, and I like it. And so I'm going to, you know, try it for a couple of more days, and if I really, really, really like it the way I think I'm going to like it, then I am going to give back the iPhone 7, which belongs to Apple anyway, so there you have it. And that's the story on this, and so what else is going on in the world? Who knows? Who cares? I mean, really, that's about it. Trump is out of town. I like that, you know, so he's not tweeting as much. Actually, he tweeted in Japanese yesterday. Unbelievable. I mean, I bet he doesn't understand one fucking word of what he said. Not a word, but he did tweet in Japanese. Unbelievable. That guy is a moron. A doubt it? Is that what the Koreans call them? Anyway, there's some backdoor channels now talking to the Koreans. That's pretty cool. You know, who wants to go to war? You know, one nuclear war could ruin your whole day, right? What else is going on? Oh, man, another shooting. Unbelievable, you know? Man, all I could say is the only good news is for those gun manufacturers that are selling ammunition. I mean, other than that, there is no good news anywhere to be had. The guy shot off, what, 30 banana clips, 15 banana clips with 30 rounds in each, and he killed 20-something people. Unbelievable. I mean, all they were doing was going to church. And I guess they were praying to see their maker, and I guess they got their dream come true earlier than anyone would have wanted them to see. But I guess that's what it's all about. You want to be with God eventually. It's just that key word is eventually, you know? May they rest in peace, and it is a crime, and I hope, I just hope that there's a way to prevent this from happening from here on in. But something tells me it's always darkest before dawn, and I don't think we're that dark yet. I still think that the NRA has got a hold on those Republicans, and they are going to let more and more people die while they keep their offices. I hope that changes, because really, it's so unfair to anything that's living. All right, well, maybe except for the gun manufacturers, and that's just unfair. That's unfair. unfair to people who, you know my feeling on that. You know, I mean, I have quite a few weapons, but I'm not about to go out and kill people. That's all there is to it, you know. And if I had to keep my weapons and a gun safe, at a gun vault, at a gun range, I would do it. You know, just keep one shotgun at home. That's it. That's all I need. One shotgun for protection. And come to think of it, I don't own a shotgun. Oh, well, that's the story. I'm sticking to it. Remember, you make it happen. Thanks for listening. I wish you only peace and safety and happiness, and that you support my efforts by going to patreon.com/JanLandy and donate $1 a month. $1 a month. Or better yet, you big spenders, $1 a week. Come on. Prove that you believe in me. That's all I could say. $1 a month? My Lord. What's going on with you people? Anyway, I'm going to keep doing it because I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for me. So I guess I'm going to keep doing that $1 a month. Remember, you make it happen. So go out and make it happen. Be good to yourself. Be good to someone else. Remember, you make it happen. And I'll talk to you again as soon as I have something else to say, or tomorrow, whichever may come.